Okay, we'll say, run.
We're running?
We're running.
Okay.
Good.
When it comes to Tarovis, Simenkov test deals with Tarovis Yavish B'Yavish. And as I think the Beis Yosef and the Shach quotes it, point out, Yavish B'Yavish and Lach B'Lach don't necessarily have to do with wet or dry, but a Tarovis Lach B'Lach means when things totally intermingle and exchange their ta'amim with one another. Tarovis Lach B'Lach can occur in one of two ways. It could be that you actually mix liquids with each other, or it could be you put things together and the ta'am transfers. Tarovis Yavish B'Yavish means each piece stands in and of itself, and it's not that the tam intermingle, but that you just lost track of which piece is which, such as you have a pile of chatichos, and you don't know which piece is which. I mean, if you have a Tarovis of bottles of soda, that's also Yavish B'Yavish, even though they're liquid. Yavish B'Yavish, because as long as each one is in the bottle, each one stands independently, and they haven't mixed together. I think that should be pretty straightforward by now. Shach reminds us, chazers for us, in Sifkat and Dalid, that there are some cases when you have to apply the chumras of both Tarovis Yavish B'Yavish and Tarovis Lach B'Lach, such as when you cook pieces together and you also don't know which piece is which. Then the pieces are mixed together, the be'ens have a Tarovis of be'ens, Yavish B'Yavish, but since they were cooked, they all gave their time to one another. That's also Tarovis of intermingling time, like Lach B'Lach. And just to brief the chazer, in which way is Tarovis Yavish B'Yavish more chumra than Lach B'Lach? It's not in this simon. Which way is Tarovis Yavish B'Yavish more chomer? What chomer do we have only by Yavish B'Yavish? What? Right, Dabar Chashuv is not Batal, right? Dabar Chashuv only applies to Yavish B'Yavish. In which way is Tarovis Lach B'Lach more chomer? That you require Shishim in all cases, while generally you don't, because of the principle of Tam Ke'ikar, which only applies to Tarovis Lach B'Lach. Okay, that's my way of background. L'maisa, what is the din of Tarovis Yavish B'Yavish? So before we get into the Lamdus, let's just get into the din. Technically, what is the din of Tarovis Yavish B'Yavish? So we have a machlokes, whether, even though logically, the rule of Shishim, at least, forget about the Rambam, who says Otsa Miyuta, standard understanding, the rule of Shishim should have nothing to do with Yavish B'Yavish, because the whole point of Yavish B'Yavish is that each piece is separate, and you forgot which is which, but they haven't you haven't penetrated one another. So it has nothing to do with time. Nonetheless, there are Rishonim. Who say Yavish B'Yavish is Batal B'Shishim, such as the Ravid and the Rashi and the Rambam. However, most Rishonim say, what would be logical, which is Batal Yavish B'Yavish. Yavish B'Yavish is Batal B'Rov, such as the Rashba and the Ran, among the Sfardim, and the Truma and the Sman. Among the Ashkenazim and the Tor, we paskin, the Shulchan Aruch starts out, Chaticha she'en ruyi l'skavich, and it's arv b'acheros min b'minan, so koftes, yavish b'yavish, right, as long as it is mixed in min b'mina, yavish b'yavish, haynu she'en nivl v'yisom v'yatzma olshu, it's arv v'yimakiru, meaning they don't penetrate and intermingle with one another, each unit retains its own integrity, you just forgot which is which. Chad betray bottles, bottle beer rule. We'll have to get to the details of exactly what that means in a moment. That is the mainstream halacha. We'll come back to Mimish Eino Mino in a moment. This is at least Min Vimino. And of course, in almost all cases, the Tarovis Yav B'Yavish has to be Min Vimino, because if Yavish B'Yavish means each piece stands separately, and there are different minim, you could just tell which is which. So we'll come up with some very clever scenarios, but generally, it's always going to be min v'nino. Now, the question is one person allowed to eat all three of these together? Right? That's the famous machlokas between the Rashba and the Rush. There are actually four shitas in the Rishonim about when you have... When you have this tarovis and it's bottled, let's say meatballs, right? Why do I not say hot dogs or hamburgers, by the way? Yeah. By the time you get through with going back to Siman Kof Aleph and going forward to the beginning of Siman Kof Yavish, hopefully you've seen, we'll see that all the examples people always use in Shiurim to illustrate Bittul Yavish B'Yavish don't work. Those are Mechashim. But let's say meatballs. Meatballs aren't Mechashim. Remember what we saw, if you put a lot of things together, Taz and Eklipsa Kesef, and we hold that since you have to put a lot of meatballs together to make it a reasonable serving, meatballs are not Mechashim. So, treif meatballs, treif meatball, kosher meatball. I guess also you could say like a slice of salami, right? That's not real eskabi lachora. Certainly not davar sheminyan. So you have some treif salami, kosher salami, gets mixed up. Not the packages, but just slices. So it's batel v'rov. So one, treif meatball, two, kosher meatballs. So can you eat them all together? So who's the most makel shita? The most makel shita is the good, is the rush. The rush says, mutter le'achlan kulan ka'achas. You can eat them all together. Why can you eat them all together? Oh, one of them is treif. Right, so the rush says, look, use the example. What example does he compare it to? Tarubis yamsh b'yavish should be the same as, according to the rush, tarubis lach b'lach. What happens if 1% lard falls into my cholent? It's butter. Every time, am I eating vadai lard? Right, every spoon I have vadai lard. Even if I don't eat the whole thing. Every spoon is vadai lard, yet I can eat it, because bittel means it used to be usher, now it turns into heter. So too bittel means it used to be usher, but now it turns into heter. So this is the fundamental question about bittel yavish b'yavish. Do we call this a chefta shel tarovis or not? The rush says, just like lach b'lach, when the lard melts into my cholent, it's a chetra shel taroves, and it becomes defined by the robe, and it's called heter. Likewise, taroves yavish b'yavish, even though these three meatballs, they haven't really combined with each other. They're just each of them sitting there minding their own business. But since I lost track of which is which, and now they're mixed together in the mind of collective humanity, they're a chetra shel taroves, and you go by the robe, and it turns into a chetz of heter. Now I can even take a bite out of all three at once, because even though there's meimad of shacham eating something which used to be usher, now it's a chetz of heter. That's the shita of the rush. And the, well, also it's like the smak is quoted, and the Rebbe Yeruchim is quoted, and doubtless other mishum. What's the next most machmer shita? Who's famously argues on the rush? No one's more makel on the rush, are they? If you're Romekel in the rush, then you reform. You say you can even treat people later. But we're not going to take that into account. Right? So if you're Romekel, who's the famous part of the rush? The Rashba. The Rashba says, Aser lechal kulam ka'achas. You can't eat them all together. And of course, what counts as eating them all together? Either you mamish eat them all together, or if you cook them together and then eat one of them, that has the taste of all of them together, so that's just an indirect way of eating them all together. So you can't eat them all together. You can't eat them all together, because if you eat them all together, you're definitely eating the Isser. So it seems to be that they're arguing about this lumdus. How does Tarovis Yavish V'Yavish work? For sure it works by rove. We even pass in rove, not shishim. There are two principles of rove in the Torah. Right? Ayin, there's a famous grach stencil for exactly how we learn them both, what the relationship between them is. Where's the grach stencil? It's the beginning of Sanhedrin, right there where the post is. Okay, the beginning of Sanhedrin. What are the two different principles of rove in the Torah? Azlina Basar Rove, meaning we can play the odds as long as we have majority odds on our side, right? I meet a guy in the street. Right, I meet a guy on the street in Vermont, right, and I'm carrying a piece of ham. I want to offer him the ham. Is that lufnei iver or not? Well, is he Jewish or not? The answer is, the odds are he's not. So I can give it to him. I'm eating a apple. Maybe there's a bug in the apple. The odds are there isn't. Right, that's azlina basarov, or in Hebrew, holchanachar arov. And this other din is, bittel barov. Where it's not a matter of odds, it's just that echetz is defined by the rov. That's like the lard in my chum. Tarvus lach b'lach. There's no issue of odds. The odds are every spoonful I eat, I'm getting a little lard. 100%. There is no question of odds. The lard is spread through the whole, like they used to say about the chocolate cookies, right? There's isser in every bite in this chocolate. Not every odds. And then defining a chefty, defining a chefty by the robe. So the question is, what about tarovis yavish biyavish? Is tarovis yavish biyavish also work through bittul barov? Even though the pieces are distinct, we consider it a chefty shalrovis, defined shel tarovis, defined by the robe. So it's all hefty. I can eat all three together. Or, as the Rashba at least seems to say, at first glance, this is not bittul barov. This is azlinan basaro. This is not just. There's no chetzah shel tarovis here. Each meatball is separate. Oh, why can I eat them? Because each meatball, what are the odds that it's mutter? Any mathematicians here? 67%, right? Each meatball, there's 2/3 odds that it's mutter. So each meatball, I have azlinan basaro, I can eat it. But if I eat them all together, then there's nothing changes in the chetzah. Just that each meatball, the odds are that it's mutter. So it's the same as every apple, the odds are that it's mutter. Each meatball, the odds are that it's mutter. But if I eat all the meatballs together, then I'm vada doing an iser, because there's no change in the chepta. There was only a hachra that I'm allowed to eat each meatball independently based on the odds. That's the shita of the, or at least seems to be, the shita of the Rashba. Who goes even further than the Rashba? The smag, based on Tosos, I think that, if I recall, Loshon Toskrith, Tosos says, after, he's not 100% sure, but the smag, based on Tosfos and also a lot of the later Rishonei Ashkenaz, like this shot, the Hagol Sharidura and the Yisr Hector, so I can already start imagining who might pass in that way. What does the Smag say, even more Machmir? Right, that Asur Ma'adam Echad Lechol Kulam Afilu. This is also, by the way, more famously, and I'll tell you why I'm going to come back to this, Tosos Rid in Bava Basra, Daf Lamed Aleph on the Beis. And the reason why the Tosos Rid actually is so striking about it is he goes all the way, doesn't pull out any stops, or rather, he pulls out all the stops. The Tosos Rid says, and if a person does eat three of them, all three of them, even on separate occasions, he's Chayv Achatas. Like, no two ways about it. He takes this very, very seriously. So the smag, the Tosos Rid, which is nowadays everyone says over in yeshivas, not mentioned, I think, by most of the classical halachas, say that not only can't you eat them all together, but look, if it's just a matter of playing the odds, you can't even eat them all on separate days. You can't eat meatball A on Monday, meatball B on Tuesday, meatball C on Wednesday, because then mimanav shach, you've done an isser. So this seems to be following the same lundish approach as the Rashba, but taking it further. The Rashba says whatever you do at one time has to be consistent. While the Tosfos goes further, no, whatever you do in general has to be consistent. Very reminiscent, by the way, of the Machlokas. I'm not necessarily playing in Slishi Tase, but, every very famous Halchamais, everyone always argues about, like, Mincha Maariv, Plag versus Shkia, right? Do you have to be consistent only today, or do you have to be consistent your whole life? So, Pashtus, if you ask what's the Yesod of Machlokas in the Rashba and the Smag, what's the Yesod of the Machlokas, the simple shot would be, they're not necessarily arguing about the longness of Hilchos Taruvos, they're arguing about a more clearly Kolosh Arkula principles. When you do something, does that have to be defensible only in and of itself, or does it even have to be defensible within everything you've done in your entire history? Well, the Rashba says, we look at each action separately. You can eat meatball A today, 67% odds kosher. Meatball B today, tomorrow, 67% odds kosher. Meatball C the next day, 67% odds kosher. Ah, by eating meatball C, you're implicitly, indicting yourself for eating meatball A and B. Ah, that was yesterday, this is today. Well, the smag says, no, you got to be consistent your whole life, and you can't do something which will add up to an isser. Remember, we got that.
So how do we find Zarachas?
Yeah, you're right. In the end, it's all wrong.
How do we define Zarachas as opposed to Kulam Kachas? Kulam Kachas is like a time period or just
Kulam Kachas means one Maisa Achiva. If you wait 5 minutes, that's meaning if you eat meatball A, swallow it, clean out your mouth, and eat meatball B, that's Zarachas. Obviously, it's Monday and Tuesday, like as an example. But it just means it's separate Maisa Achiva. Of course, if you cook them all together, then you're automatically eating Kulam Kachas because you're eating the taste of Kulam Kachas. Who's even more machmer, by the way, than the smag? Right, although the original context of Rashi seems to be only about Nisuri Hanah, perhaps. But who definitely said even not Nisuri Hanah? The Maharam. What was the Maharam's Kumra? Not only couldn't one person eat them all on separate occasions, even correct.
Throw one out.
Usher, Afilu, Lahar Bibnei Adam. Lechol kula, meaning not only couldn't one person eat them all, even many people couldn't eat them all. You couldn't even split them up amongst your friends, which, in other words, is saying, in his words, are saying, sarech lehashlich echad. You have to throw one out. Lav dafka throw one out. If it's an isra achilu, you just give one to a god or to your pet. But it means he seems to be of the opinion that not only do you have to be consistent and say, well, I can't eat them all, because then Manavshach, I'm eating an Isser at some time. You can't even create a situation where some jubilee Manavshach can eat an Isser. You have to give one to a guy so that we won't be able to look back and say, hey, you caused some Jew to eat an Isser. You buy three meatballs, I give one to Zatz and one to Lev and one to me. But I caused someone to eat an Isser. Is that right? So I have to give one to a guy and then eat the other two. That's the sheet, seems to be the sheet of the Maram. Okay, so I'll come back to that in a moment. Now, the let's just figure out, 1 second. Yeah. Yeah, let's just figure out, how we pass it in this.
If you throw one out, then one person could eat all the rest?
Pashlis, which we'll come back to in a moment. Let's figure out how we pass it. How do we pass it, anyone? Machaber says, let's read it. Starting at the beginning, Hatikum, Lishkabish, and Sarb, Bachir, Mimim, Yavish, Yavish, skip the parentheses, Chabitri, Bottle, Mutter, La'achlan, Adam, Echad, Kol Achad, Bifne Atma, Avalo, Yochal, Shlushdom, Yachad. One person could eat them all. But you can't eat all of them together. Not surprisingly, like, I guess the Rashba, who's the really the Sephardi representative here, the Mechaber Paskins like the Rashba, he said, you can't eat them together, which he'll say explicitly later on, but you can split them up and eat them little by, you know, eat them one at a time. But, Yeshomim, in the Mechaber, right? The Chor Pashas, he means the Pashas like the first day. He said the first day is Stam and the second be Yesh Omrim, but he says Yesh Omrim that one person shouldn't eat them all under any circumstances, right? You should eat two and give one to Ari Berger. Like the Smag. What does the Ramah say? The Ramah Paskins, and not so surprisingly, like the Smag, based on the suffering of Tosfos, and like the leader of Shimon Ashkenaz who influenced him, the Ramah says, you should be Machmir, one person should eat them all, you can eat two meatballs, but give one to your friend. The Yesh Machmir, and in some are Machmir, this is the Maharam, based on Rashi and Oren Zorach, Lahashlich Echad Oliten Lagoy, to throw one out or give one to a guy, right? Meaning, Jews shouldn't eat them all. You don't want some Jew someplace to be eating an Isser. So Yesh Machmir in that way, but the Ramah says, Ve'enu Elo Chumra Bi'alma. This is only a Chumra Bi'alma. So what does the Ramah say? This is the sort of Lechachiva. And as a Chumra Bi'alma, as a Chor, the Ramah says, the Maram is only a Chumra Bi'alma. You want to be knowing that way. It's a Chumra, but it's not Me'ikra Din. Why is Maram only a Chumra Bi'alma? They seem to bring a very, very good proof of Shas against the Maram. You see, he also quotes Rashi saying that Rashi seems to be restricting himself to Yisrael Hanah, which we won't really go into, because Allah Lamaisa of the Poskim don't really bring down the chilek between Yisrael Hanah and Yisrael Achila here. But the Maharam seems to have a big problem, because this is, anyone know a concept like this, that when it gets mixed in, you have to take one out? This is the concept of? Yeah. Of Harumah by Truma, right? Aliyah of Harumah by Truma. If Truma Right? Anyone remember what truma's bottle land? 1 yen?
100.
So if I have 100 oranges and a truma orange falls into the bushel when I can't tell which is which, so the din is its bottle, but it never says truma's bottle, so it's only the ephemeral. The truma has to come out. I have to take one out, give it back to the coin, and eat the other 100. That seems to be just like the Maharam, right? It's bottle, but I have to take one out. However, the Gemara says mefurish that it's only in truma you have to take one out because of gezel hashevek, because there's dine mamonos, right? Forget about the isser of truma. You just ripped off the kohen, right? In general, mamon is not bottle, we say, right? If I have 100 shekel coins and one of Ryan's shekel coins is mixed up with it, do I say it's bottle and I keep them all? So no, we generally say no, mamon is not bottle. I still owe him a shekel, doesn't matter which. So it seems like only by dine mamonos, where there's a kohen involved, do you have to give one? So that seems to be a foolish against the Maharam. It's very hard to defend the Maharam. Why did the Maharam think you have to throw one out or give it to a guy? It says in the foolish only by truma, because it gets l'shevet, because it's being mamonos. But by just isra heter, you don't have to throw one out. So that's why a lot of the Rishonim already conclude that Maharam must not have been, right? Isn't this similar to Maharam by the cheese, right? The Maharam must not have been passing this way. Even the Maharam maybe didn't mean to pass in this way. He just meant to be machmer himself because he was a tzaddik and a chassid. He says, it's pasnish. Look, I'm not going to eat them all like the smag because I don't want to be accused of eating an isser. So if I give one to my friend, it's pasnish for me to be look like I'm giving him an isser. So in my drink, it's pasnish to even give another Jew something which looks like I'm making him my Shabbos guy. So I'll throw one out or feed it to the cat or give it to a guy. That was just the Maharam's chumra. That's the assumption that is a chumra b'yalma. I mean, it's proper to, it's good to be machmir that way, but it's a chumra b'yalma. It is not mei ikar hadin. So that seems to be at least so far the psak halacha. If we just continue a bit, let's skip over for a second. Chol zeh shesar b'yino, go to sit beis. The Mechaber says, yavish b'yavish shin esbatel chad betrei. Right, if you have yavish b'yavish, it's batal, two kosher meatballs, one trade meatball. In bishlon kulon ke'echad, afilu lechon ke'echad te'atzmo, usher. If you cook them all together, it's even usher to eat even one independently. Well, it means from shishim, if there's not shishim. They shall rote, even osin tabin, yiv lebachatichos. Right, is this fit with the Makabra Shita or not? This psak? What he just said? Yes, it fits perfectly with the Shita. He held, like the Rashba, that you can't eat them all together. Then we mud of shakh, you're eating an isser. So he says, similarly, if you cook them all together, now the gravy gets the taste of them all together and puts the taste of all of them into each of them. They each have all of them inside them. So now it's usher to eat them. Unless, you know, you put enough other ingredients, like vegetables and water, that they're shishim. And vimrots levashal yakov, what's the takana? This is a kiddush of the Ra'ah, I believe. If you do want to cook them, ve'in shon shishim, mud l'harbz l'nefesh, v'shishim levashal me'in ka'vom shim avatal isser. Right, seems to be agreed upon. If you want to do a trick, you have these three meatballs, just cook them in a pot with water and with vegetables and with other meatballs and with whatever, and make sure they're shishim, that's no problem. And it's not the t'lifel ha'chila, because it was already batal. Yeah, it was already batal b'rov, so it's not the t'lifel ha'chila to just make something mutter, stay mutter. And that's the way around it. The Ramah ends. The Yesh Omrim, they know that Tarovus Kunush is Bashal Yachra Kol Shari, the inclosure in his Sarmi action is Batal Yavish. Yesh Omrim is the Rush. The Ramah all of a sudden brings down the most Makil Deah. The Rush says that as long as you had Yedias HaTarovus, right, we're not going to say Bittal if there's no Yedias HaTarovus, but as long as you knew there was a Tarovus, the Bittal was Chal, and once the Bittal was Chal, it's Chal forever, and you can even eat them together, and you can even cook them together. Says in Makom Hefsid, Yishlus Makom Devarim Kilim LaHafter. Makom Hefsid, you can be Somech on the Mikilim on the Rush and be Makil. So in the end, Rama says, "Bin Makom Hefsid," and that's why if you notice, if you read his Lashon carefully in Sif Aleph, he said we should be Noheg like the Smag Lechachila. He never said how we should be Noheg Bin Makom Hefsid B'Shasav Kach, because he's going to tell us later B'Shasav Lechachila is more Machber than the Machaber in two ways. He says we have to follow the smag, and it's a chumra b'yalma, follow even the Maharam. But if the Malkum Hef said you can even rely on the rush, so he thinks me'ikra din, the rush is correct, the chefter shal tarobes, the bittel is chal, and once the bittel is chal, it's mutter, eat them all together, he just adds one requirement, which we'll see, but b'chor is logical. As long as there's no that tarobes, right? Because if you can say the bittel is chal and the chefter, you need Yediyas HaTarobes, then the Bittul is Chalak Hefzid, all turns Mutter, and Mokum Hefzid, you can rely on the Rush. That's the Halakha L'maisa. Yeah.
Can a Hefzid be Bittul to Isser?
That's a very fascinating question. There is one, I'm not going to get into all the details, but the Pesachim Chula someplace here, I think it is, brings up one weird case like that, or maybe it's the, yeah, at the end of Sukkot and Aleph, where he assumes it can. It's not so posh. It's not going to show whether it had to be bottled to Isser, but the Pesachim Chula here happens to assume it can. So let's assume it can. Okay. Now the tricky part is thus. One second. The tricky part is that logically, according to the way Yagi explained the Lumdus, which is what it sort of sounds like from the Rashba, according to the, if the Rush says it's Bittul Bechetzer Shel Tarobis, and the Rashba says that no, it's not Bittul Bechetzer Shel Tarobis, the Aser stays also, the Mutter stays Mutter, you're just playing the odds, as Lino Basar wrote. Then, what should be Aser according to the Rashba? Not just eating all three together, but eating two together should be Aser, right? Because if you eat two together, the odds are only 33% that it's Mutter. The odds are against you. And like what's going to the Smag, it should be Aser for one person to eat both of them. Although, one could be Mechalik going to the Smag. So if one to be really fancy, one could say one has to take into account the past and future, only when the Muttershot situation is created. But that's the question according to the Rashba. So if you look in the Shach, Sukkot and Zion tells us, and it's pretty mefurish in the Lashon of the Rashba, if you look at the Lashon of the Rashba, or even the Beis Yosef, that the Rashba is usher to eat them all at once, but it's mutter, or to cook them all at once, but it's mutter to eat two of them, or to cook two in one pot and one in the other pot. So it's usher to eat them all at once, but it's mutter to eat them in two sittings. It's mutter to eat two at once. So what the Rashba really says is, it's usher to eat them all at once. Lechol shnayim mitoch shalosh. It's mutter to eat two-thirds of them at once. Likewise, the Pesachei Tshuva, Sivkot and Beis, quotes from the Noda Behuda, that according to the Mairami Gutenberg in the Smag, that if you threw one out, it's mutter to eat two of them. So now this doesn't make any sense. If their shita really was there's no bittel the chetzah shel taronis, that it's just a matter of playing the odds, then it should be usher to eat three together, it should even be usher to eat two together. So what do we have to say? We have to say what ended up, it sounds like there's a little from the Rashba and the Prima Gutton, the beginning Mishnah Zav here says it as well. L'chora, what you have to say is that they really agree midoraisa that it's bittul berov. Really, everyone agrees, and there is no chakira here. Everyone agrees that it's bittul berov on the doraisa level. Just midrabanan on all three. So chomad rabbanan not to eat all three, because you know that looks bad. Everyone knows it looks worse to eat all three than to eat all two. Because if you eat all three, it's like you might have shechted done an isser. That'll really, you know, cause people to be very confused. If you eat all two, not everyone knows how to do math, and people don't realize that what you've done is likely to be an isser. So what you end up having to say in this chakira is that really need the oraisa. Everyone agrees for the rush, which maybe is another reason why the Ramah felt comfortable being meikel. B'makom hefzid. Meet the Raisa, everyone agrees. This is the chetzah shel tarobes, the chetzah is nepach leheter, and you can eat all three. The machlokas, the four ring machlokas, is only on the level of midrabanan. Midrabanan? How machmer were the rabbanan? The Rashba says the rabbanan weren't machmer at all. The Rashba says, no, midrabanan were machmer if you eat all three at the same time. And the Smag says the rabbanan were even machmer if you eat all three at different times. Maramas Ma says, unless he meant just the Chumrah, but at least the Chumrah be machmir to throw one out. But l'chora, everyone agrees on the d'oraisa level. They're only arguing on the d'rabbanan level. Does anyone still disagree on the d'oraisa level? So l'chora, the only other side of the hakira would be the Tosus Rid. The Tosus Rid would be the only one who really holds that it's not bittul barov. It's just azlinan asarov. And he, Mistama, he wouldn't let you eat too. I don't know what he says. He says this very quickly in the context of something else. But in the context of Shnei Shvilim, he's familiar with that subject. But L'chora, while it looked like this is a theme of the Machlok in the Rashba and the Rosh, between the different deists in Shulchan Aruch, L'mais it seems that all the deists in Shulchan Aruch agree that what we have here is really a bittul barov in the Chefza. And they're only arguing about whether midrabanan we were machmer that it shouldn't like look like eating Isser. The only person who really holds in the end, who we can really prove in the end, hold that it's not bittul barov, but it's holchan acharov, is the Tosos Rid, who says explicitly that midaraisa, your chayv achadas, if you eat all three of them, which indicates that midaraisa, there's no bittul in the Chefza.
Who makes it secure?
What?
Mitzvah?
Never. Okay. The we'll point out, there's one other thing here that I think might talk to the Chakira, but this is the basic sugya of Bittul Barov, of Bittul Yavish B'Yavish. Now let's go back. We have a few other ha'aros to make, halacha l'maisa, that are worth pointing out. The Shach brings up a few interesting points here and there. First of all, I should just mention the Shach Sivkat and Yud Beis. The Shach Sivkat and Yud Beis has a machlokas with the Bach. Now let's... According to the Rashba, why is it mutter to eat two out of the three? According to what we finally showed the Rashba, why is it mutter to eat two out of the three? Isn't the odd 67% of Isser? Because midaraisa he's modeh, that it's nefach leheter. If so, what requirement might you need before it's nefach leheter? Know the Torah, that's exactly. The Shach seems to make sense against the Bach. What if you cook two of them together in a pot? Again, according to the Rosh, you could cook three of them in a pot and you're okay. According to the Rashba, if you cook two of them together, you seem to be okay. So the Shach says, you know when it's okay if you cook two of them together? Only after Nodat HaRoves, after it turned into a Chefetz of Heter. But before Nodat HaRoves, it hasn't turned into a Chefetz of Heter yet, so if you cook two together, now you have something which is likely to be Yisr. The Bach seems to be a big makel here. The Bach says, it's Nefach LeHeter, even without Nodat HaRoves. Which we've seen this issue earlier, but the Bach seems to be a big makel, even without Nodat HaRoves, it's Nefach LeHeter. But we hold like the Shach, that only after Nodat HaRoves is Nefach LeHeter. So that has an afmina not only for the Rosh, but for the Rashba. So let's chazer this for a second. According to the Rosh, when can you cook all three together? Only after Nodat HaRoves. Meaning if someone cooked all three meatballs together and then realized that it was a HaRoves, they're in trouble. Then it's treif. Only if there was Nodat HaRoves and then they cooked all three together, it's okay. Likewise, according to the Rashba, if you cook two of them together, we don't like the Shach. If you cook two of them together and then realize there was a Taroves, those two are treif. Because the odds are there was treif in there. Only if you first know there was a Taroves and then you had Nefach Lius Heter, Bittel and Mechetza, Bittel Barov, and then you cook two together, that's a, not only yeah, but you can Lechachilo cook two together. So it's very important. Once you understand in the end, the Rashi really does hold from Bittel Barov and Nefach Lius Heter. Each of the Chumrim Yarbana not eat them all together. So when is it Mutter to cook two in the same pot? Only after knowing the Taroves, when the Bittel, the robe, has been chal, like the Shach against the Bach, who's excessively making here. A few other important ha'aros come up in the Shach here. The Shach Sivkat and Gimel brings a big machlokes Rishonim, where Kiva Eger adds some shitas about a very fascinating machlokes Rishonim. I'm never exactly sure how to conceptually, deepen this machlokes, like what's really going on here. But what about the borderline between Lach and Yavish? What about flour? Kemach. Right? If you mix flour together, on the one hand, each speck of flour is separate. On the other hand, they really do like mix together into one thing.
So what do you do with basically very fine solid particles? Do you say that's like lach balach, they all mix together? Or do you say no, each, theoretically, you could take like 2 square miles and spread it out and have each piece of flour separate on a, you know, on a hard floor, and they're really not mixed with each other. But lamaisa, they really are. So that's a, again, I'm not 100% sure how to conceptualize this machlokes, but halacha lamaisa, this is a machlokes rishonim. I don't know how often it comes up. Most people agree with the shach that flour is called lach balach. That's what he calls it from the Bach and the Marai and the Smag and the Darki Moshe and the Rashba and one Tosvos against another Tosvos who sounds like Kemach Bekemach is called Yavish, and Rabbi Kivi Eger supports that with the Rambam also, who says Kemach is called Yavish. But Yavish, that's Machlokes, exactly what to call Kemach. I don't know how often this comes up. I guess maybe it could come up like for Pesach, right? If you're baking matzahs and you have some chametz stick flour that got mixed in with the matzah flour. Or for Yashan, that would be a, Yashan might not be batel anyway, that's the whole question, it's closely Shulchan Haba, we saw. But that would be a big nafgamina. Most people agree with the shach that flour is called lach balach, which would then be a big chumrah, because you need shishan. But there are days that it's called yavish b'yavish also, so there's definitely a snif lahak over there. The shachas of cotton vav is very fascinating because no one's exactly sure what how, issue he's talking about. If you look in Sif Vav inside, it says betray bottle kolomar berov kidechsev achri rabim lehatos. Trey means rov, as it says achri rabim lehatos. Now, lechor, what he's trying to say is, what's he trying to say? That you might have mistakenly thought you need a 2-to-1 ratio. Chad betray, how do you interpret chad betray? Is chad betray a shorthand way of saying rove? Chad betray, right? Trey betklas, klas be'arba, etc. Or no, chad betray means davka 2-to-1 ratio. 1 iser, 2 heter. If you have 2 iserim, you need 4 of heter. If you have 10 iserim, you need 20 of heter. Sash says, don't be confused, it's not a 2-to-1 ratio, it's enough to just have a rove. Pisvei Tshuva discusses that, and he quotes that most people agree most Achronim agree with the Shach. There is a day of the Michas Yaakov who wants to say that no, the Davka need 2-to-1. What can be the logic for 2-to-1? Says no problem. Special Gzeirah Drabanan. But the Poskim generally assume that it would be too big of a Chiddush. That it would be too big of a Chiddush to say 2-to-1. And most Poskim assume no, Trey Lachad is just shorthand for Rove, even though there is a day that says 2-to-1. The other interesting issue that's brought up in this Pesach Tshuva and all the other Achronim will comment on the Shach, right, on the Gilgim Barashah on the Shach, and Yimei Bina on the Shach, is the next line. What does the Shach say? The Shach says, again, Vav Kolomer Barov Dechserich Rav Lahatos, Vav Fila Leka Rov Ela Bahanech Treshem Ketanim Meha Isser. Even if there's not a Rov, but these two are smaller than the Isser. Etc. Right. Let's say you have different size chatichos. Then, of course, the Shach says, if you have different size chatichos, then why don't you just know which is which? If you have different size chatichos, you don't know which is which. So the Shach is trying to say something. It's not so clear what he's trying to say. Even if there's not really a row, but those two are smaller, it's still okay. So what's the Shach's kiddush? Let's say the Isser is, 5 fluid ounces. We don't know which is the Isser. Right. There are 3 pieces. One of them, which for all we know might be the Isser, and we'd have to suspect that, is 5. And what are the others? What's the Shach trying to mechadish? That even if one is 5 and the other is 2 and 2, still mutter, even though you're not sure which has the row volume, it's still mutter because we go by row number, not row size. Right? We go by the number, not by size, even though for all we know, the Isser could be 5 and the Isser could be the rove. But we don't go by the size, we go by the number, and when we follow number, we have for sure rove heter, because 2 pieces are mutter. That's one way of reading the Shach. However, that's what they call you go by rove minyan, not rove binyan. What's the other way of reading the Shach? There's another shita. The other shita is that no, this case is Aser. Because we go by the rove of the size, what they call rove binyan. So then what are the shach mean to be matter? Maybe
The shach meant to be matter this. 5, 4, and 4. That's mutter. Because for sure, there is more het than isser. So what's the chiddush? The chiddush is just he's repeating what he said beforehand. Even though there's not twice as, there might not be twice as much heter, it's okay because 8 to 3 is a rov, and you don't need 10, sorry, 8 to 5 is a rov. You don't need 10 to 5, you only need 8 to 5. So that's not chlokas. Is the shach telling us a chiddush to go by what we call rov minyan, and we don't have to worry about rov minyan? Or is he telling us not a chiddush at all, just repeating what he said? Said this case is mutter because you have rov minyan and rov minyan. And he's just teaching us you don't need a 2-to-1 ratio. We do care about the size. You just don't need a 2-to-1 ratio in size. You need a 1 plus epsilon to 1 ratio in size. So that's unclear what the shach's trying to tell us here. And you go back and forth. It could be actually he's telling us like more macro view. This is a big machlok zachronim. You know, this case is for sure mutter. But what about this case? Is the shach mattering this case because we only care about rove binyan, about rove number of pieces? Rove minyan? Or is what everyone asks of this case, because we have to worry also about rove binyan, about the size. This is discussed in, like I said, in the Achronim. There is a Chacham Echad who says this case is mutter. This Chacham Echad says the case is mutter, but I assume he means the Shuvash Chinuch Beis Yehuda, says that it is usser. The Gilgamesh Marshal also quotes the Gilyan Marsha, but he doesn't sell the Mechriya, the Imre Bina here. Also holds like the Chinuch Leis Yehuda, he's Machmir. So this is Machlok Zachronim. If this case actually came up, you know, who holds its Mutter? Lachacham Echad. Who holds its Usser? The Shut Chinuch Leis Yehuda and the Imre Bina. Then he has another wild scenario. We're not going to go through all the wild scenarios in Pesach Tshuva. You can iron some on your own. Halacha L'maaseh, it would be hard to be Mekel. You know, it's definitely a factor, but it would be hard to be Mekel because, after all, in this case, even though most of the pieces are most of the pieces are Heter, but it could be that most of the volume is Isser, and then it would be a suffix d'oraisa whether most of the volume is Isser or not. So you might want to be Macher.
Why would we care about volume?
Why do we care about volume? So Lachora, I was thinking, another reason why I thought in my mind to be machmer on this, although you can disagree with me if you want, is that I thought this should have a lot to do with the chakira we started with over here. If it was a matter of vaselina basa rov, right, we just follow the odds, then we don't care how big the pieces are. We just care how many pieces there are. If there are 3 pieces and 1 is straight, then the odds are that each piece is mutter. But if you say it's a matter of a chefza shal taroves and bitel baroves, a chefza shal taroves, because we view it all as one big chefza of a taroves, then if we view it all as one big chefza, maybe we should go by the size. It's one big chefza of 9, and we're not sure whether it's 5 usher and 4 mutter, or 2 usher and 7 mutter. So if it's one big chefza, we're not sure which is the row, maybe we should be machmer. Unless you want to say it's a big chefza, but we only go by number, which is possible, but...
It's a taroves of 3.
Maybe it's a taroves of 9 if it's one big chefza. After all, once it's bit of a row, maybe we should go by the size, because we are viewing it as one unit. So I'm not sure, but I'd certainly understand the svar lahachmir here, because since we decided that Ne'ekar Adin, everyone agrees it's Bittel Barov, right? They're only arguing whether we have Chumash Drabana, but everyone agrees that it's a process of Bittel Barov. So if it's really a process of Bittel Barov, then maybe we should require an actual... Then that cuts both ways. If it's really viewed as one Chetzah Shal Tarobes, then just like Rov Heter would make a Nefach Leheter, maybe Rov Isser would make a Nefach Leheter, as Adam brought up before. So I understand this for Lahachmer here.
In this case, the Rov would tell you that it would be Bittel Barov.
Yeah, that's the tricky part, is you can counter by saying, but even if you would as a chef to Bittel Barov, the odds are there's Bittel Barov. So that's why it's, you know, that's the counter tying, I guess, with this Chacham Echad. So the truth is, I'm not sure. It's, you go back and forth. Misvara, I definitely hear that Svara. I was trying to think of a way out of that Svara, but I haven't come up with it yet. But it's really, it's a Tzarchian.
Also, do we not ask in the, let's say, 6 against 5, 2 pieces, 6 against 5?
So 2 pieces 6 against 5, we'd for sure be back here. Meaning, I think everyone, you're saying, what about the flip side? So the flip side, I think we'd for sure be Machmir. 2 pieces 6 against 5, although you could ask why, meaning we're really going to be consistent. But for some reason, why is that more of an excessive
kula, if we really view it as taroves, I guess it must be that that we're more noted to view it as even as a chet shataroves by pieces, and there it's one to one. But the question is whether we're also choshish to view it as a tarovus of just and go by size. But in your case, it would be hard to be makel. But theoretically, I hear the taina. But hold on a second. There's no such case as your case anyway. That's the problem. Forget it. I take back everything I said. There's no such case. What do you mean there's two pieces, one is six, one is five? If you know the Isser is five and the Heter is six, then you don't have a Tarobis. You know which is which. And if you don't know which, then it's 50-50, so you have no right to be Mekel. So there's no such case as your case.
Six, one, and one.
And you don't know which is which? So if you don't know which is which, then this case. And if you do know, then they're not mixed. If you do know, then just take an indelible marker and write Isra on the Isra one and Hetra on the Hetra one and make sure the next guy doesn't get confused.
I'll ask you after the day.
All right, you'll ask me afterwards. You have to be very clever. Maybe you'll come up with something. Anyway, yes.
Is there a difference of suffix? In other words, if some have more of a suffix than others, does that make a difference? Or we just call something a suffix? Like think that there's more chance that the issue was on the right side of the table, which you're not
actually sure. That's a very difficult question.
You kind of think you know.
I'm not sure. That's a very difficult question, and I'm not sure. I'm really not sure. I mean, I can think in my mind the discussion of this in Dini Mamanos in Shas. I think I'm discussing this in like Or Chaim and like Mashiva Ruach stuff. But offhand, I can't remember where we discussed this in Issa V'Heter. But if you ask me Lamaisa, I would say that I'm sure we wouldn't be Makel based on that. The question would be Macher based on that. Not sure. Or would we be Makel based on that with other Tzad and Lahakel? I'm not sure it's Arti. Okay, we just skipped a little piece of the Ramah here. If we look at the Ramah in Sif Aleph, he says, V'chein yishlo l'achil, v'chein yishlo l'achil, v'chein yishlo l'achil, l'chom v'yalma, then he says, V'chol zekshin sarif b'mino, all of this, the Tarovus yamish b'yavish min b'mino. Avol shalo b'mino v'einam akiro, afil yamish b'yavish, sarif shishim. He says two things here. First he says, what did in Taruvus Yavish Yavish Mimisha Inomino? Now, of course, this can be strange to find. How do you have a Taruvus Yavish Yavish Mimisha Inomino? If they're different things, right? If you have like ham and, you know, and oranges and lemons, then it's not a Taruvus because you know which is which. So the Shach comes up with three clever scenarios for how you can have a Taruvus Yavish. Again, it's never going to happen. Yavish Yavish Mimisha Inomino. One would be, if it's broken into little pieces. So if you break it into little pieces, again, that would be still the orange and ham. But let's say you had, you know, ham and turkey and chicken. You know, assuming those are different meaning, well, certainly different tastes. And they're broken into little pieces. Then it would be a different meaning, but you still couldn't tell which is which. Different, distinct pieces, not as small as flour, let's say. Not as small as flour. Then that can be told with the machine meter. The other scenario is you have none of them is ham. You have chicken, fish, and beef, and you know that one of them is treif. But you don't know which, right? You get a package in the mail, chicken, one piece of chicken, shalach manas in the mail, chicken, fish, and beef, with a little note saying, I've sent you three delicious shalach manases. One of them is for your non-Jewish housekeeper because it's treif, but the other two are for you to be yotzim shalach manos, two manos, and the treif one is, and then they got waterlogged, and you can't recreate the writing there, and you call the person who sent it and find out that he died meanwhile. So, you have three pieces,
And one of them is treif. You don't know which. That's taka. Tarovus yavish be yavish. Mimish enomino, which you really don't know. The third one is a little simpler. You just have things that look alike but are really different. The third scenario. So this mehetar. If you remember back in Simon Tzadik Tess, in the long shach about Shema and Taima, he pointed out this it's a totally different shot on what's going on in yavish be yavish mimish enomino. Which is a shasa here. What?
Do you pass that shock over the Ramah there between Taima and Shema?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah?
Yeah. We couldn't even figure out Pshat in the Ramah. I mean, we could figure out Pshat, but not a good Pshat. But in any case, that we're not necessarily going to pass it just based on what we can figure out, but they have grown them passing like the shock. Anyway, so if things look exactly alike, but they happen to taste different, when the shock modifies the use of a heter, that would be also the Yavish Mimish Eino. Lemaisa, I should point out, there's the Pre-Chadosh holds a specter over like almost every halacha in Hilchos Taruvos. The Pre-Chadosh denies some of this. Says, what do you mean? If it tastes different, then you can tell. Because when you taste it, you'll see. The Pre-Chadosh in general, whenever like things taste different, he says that's not a Taruvos. And he's machmer in many cases against all the Nosei Kalim throughout Hilchos Taruvos. He's machmer the same way when the treif dish gets mixed up with the kosher dish, etc., etc. Most Achronim don't hold that way. But you should just know that any time you have Taruvos that taste different, the Pre-Chadosh would be machmer and say, can't be. You have to call this not a tarovis, but the shach, the mainstream, and the majority of posts assume no, this is tarovis. So we have three scenarios of tarovis, yavish, yavish, mimish, and omino. Again, not that most of them are likely to happen to you, but lemaisa, if they did happen to you, what would be the din? So, the Torah says, l'chor, you think also rove. It doesn't say anything with forish and shas. Well, it might depend how you interpret shas, which we won't go into. The Torah says you would think l'chor rov, however, the Sefer HaTruma and the Ran are mechadesh that you need shishim. The Sefer HaTruma and the Ran are mechadesh that you need shishim. Why you the Marai seems to hold you even need shishim idaraisa, which is a very difficult shot, which we won't go into. Pashtus, the Torah says the chore would be batal rov because you have to be batal rov. There's no nesin astam, but we pass it midrabanan. Yavish be yavish. Mimish ein amino need shishim. Why? Why do you need shishim midrabanan?
Atu.
Zera atu. Right. If you cook them together, they'll turn into lach balach mimish ein amino, and then they'll need shishim on the derisa level. Right. So if you had again. If you have one meatball and two meatballs, and you say bitl barol, what's the worst that'll happen? You'll cook them together, get into trouble. Right? Even the achronah have to have the same. What if the xeris? You might even cook them together without knowing the tarobis, which even the rush would say is a problem. What's the worst that'll happen if you cook the three meatballs together? It's still min b'mino bitl barol in the Torah level, and it's only a meat shisha midrabanan. So what's the big deal? But if you have the fish and the steak and the schnitzel. Then if you accidentally cook them together, especially if you cook them together before Nodat HaRoves, in which case the rush wouldn't help you. So if you cook them together, then you'll have an Issa Doraisa Taka. Unless it's Bat V'Shishim. And that's why we say that Midrabanan you need Shishim Atu. Maybe you'll cook them together or cook them together in a similar case, and you'll need Shishim on the Doraisa level. That's the Halach L'maisa. The Shach has an interesting Kula here. Well, let's get to that in a second. Okay. The Ramah continues. Ve'ein chiluk mechol zeh beino isur midrabanan o midoraisa. Vayin lecham sim kufbeis v'zar v'kelo yachos. We already discussed a little in Simon Kufbeis. It says no different than midrabanan doraisa. Now, what does he mean by that? The main thing he means is la'afuke from who, which kula. When he says there's no, we're not more makel by drabanans, right? And this whole sif, we never said, this whole simon, we never said we're makel by an isur drabanan, right? Let's say the isur was not, we weren't talking about nevela meat or anything like that. Let's say the isur was just, well, no, I want an isur which is really, really only an isur drabanan. So let's say the isur was just, I don't know, dam shebishlo or something, right? What?
Chicken and milk.
Or chicken and milk, a great, good example. Let's say it was just a chicken and milk, or, you know, one of the pieces of chicken was cooked with milk, or it was, Shemitah b'zman hazeh, or, you know, some other isur, which is, Shemitah b'zman hazeh, good example, right? It was still, you had apples from the last Shemitah, you sarogenically preserve them. They're vaday after the zman beer, so they're usher midrabanan, because nowadays the whole Shemitah is only drabanan. So, let's say you had an iser drabanan, or you had stam yenam, or truma v'zman hazeh, v'chule v'chule. So, if it was only an iser drabanan, there's one place there was a rook, it's a big kula. He says an iser drabanan, if it's tarovis, one in one is bottle. One iser, one heter. Why? He says the principle of suffered drabanan lekula. He says suffered drabanan lekula, one in one is batel. Since we reject it, by drabanans, we still require 2-1. We're not mevatel drabanans, one in one. We don't say that's part of suffered drabanan lekula. Why is that not suffered drabanan lekula? Because here it becomes a heft of 50-50 tarobes, or is chazig yisura. We'll get to that a little more in the next simon. That's not within the realm of suffered drabanan lekula. So the simple shot he meant is that the din of trove applies not only to Doraisas, but also to Drabanans. But that's a din of Rov. Right? What about although keep in mind, we only require the shishim midrabanan as exeva. What about an iser drabanan? So here, the Ramah is coming to tell us, don't think like that one quote of the Orzarua, though it's not so clear that the Orzarua is so from self. That min b'mi, that it's bottle one in one, because sub drabanan lakula, no. You also need rov. However, what about this box? So the pshat of the Ramah would seem to be that he's saying there's no difference in the rice and drabanan means no difference in the rice and drabanan. Just like the rice need rove min bamino shisha mim she'ino mino, the rabbana need rove min bamino shisha mim she'ino mino. The whole reason you need shisha mim she'ino mino is because like zera made you'll cook them and make a lach balach. So it wasn't like zera like zera, right? It's like zera to lach balach mim she'ino mino, which itself is only us a drabbana. So it shouldn't bother us because after all, remember, lach balach min bimino? You need shishim only midrabanan, like zero to mimisha inomino. And that applies to yishurim drabanan and yishurim daraisa. The rules that rules apply to yishurim drabanan. Pasha said, we've taken the Ramah and said, yeah, no difference. However, the shach feels very strongly. Bakal barov, he says, no, this zero is a far out zero that just because you have yavish yavish mimisha inomino, then you're going to cook it together. And remember, the way we hold me'ikra din, we hold like the rush. And even the Rosh Boy reads me Doraisa. So the Kshash is just you'll cook together without knowing the Tarovis. Right? You'll cook together without knowing the Tarovis, making the Chetz of an Isser Doraisa. So that Zera even can apply to an Isser Drabanan. Shah says, nah, we don't have to worry about an Isser Drabanan. We don't have to be so from for an Isser Drabanan. That's the Kula of the Shah. Again, to my mind, it's a big Kula just because I would have compared Yavish v'Yavish Mim B'Shein Omino to Lach B'Lach Mim B'Mino, where you need Shishim as a Zera. Bein be'isad rice, bein be'isad rabbanan. And all the achronim here point out, the shach wasn't makel in that case. But nonetheless, the shach was makel here. Bit of a tzarchi, and later on in the Kolish Steak Sveika, he retracts maybe a little, and he says, hefset, although I don't think he requires a very big hefset. Later on in the Kolish Steak Sveika, he retracts a little. He backtracks, and he says, maybe, what did he say a little later? Maybe if there's no hefsid, you should be machmir. Anyway, lemaish, there's a big machlok zachronim, whether to accept this, whether to accept this shach or not, but it's probably not going to come up that often. Okay. I think that's basically all we have to say about simon kuf tes, unless there's any other questions. Okay, let's go on to simon kuf yod. Simon Kuf Yud combines a lot of things, but the first two Sa'ifim are actually quite straightforward before we get into the Kavua and Sveik Sveika issues. The first two Sa'ifim just finish tying up what we mentioned as the sort of the arch enemy of Simon Kuf test. The fact that this whole bit of Yavish B'Yavish hardly ever works because Davar Chashuv is not Batal. So far, we only learned about two Dvarim Chashuvim. What are they?
Birya and Chatiruil is Kavi, right? I'm glad no one said Dabar Sheish Matirim, because that's not the Chashivah. There's a different reason it's not Batal. Right, we're going to learn about two Dvarim Chashivah. Now we're going to learn Sif Al and Sif Beis about two more. So they start with the idea of like, well, it's unclear what to call this, because that depends who you hold like. There's a Machlokes Tana'im found all over Shas, but it's a Mishnah in Orla, right? The, about what is so Chashiv that it's not Batal. Those Rishonim, it's interesting, this Machlokes Tana'im does not discuss Birya or Chatichu Rilis Kabe. Why don't they discuss Birya or Chatichu Rilis Kabe? Very non-Lumdish answer. Because they're talking about fruits and vegetables, and Birya and Chatichu Rilis Kabe are animal products. So, there's, you know, it's not that they mean to exclude them, they have to be in the context of vegetable products. That's actually fascinating. As chaticha ruilis kabed is normally talking about a chaticha of meat. What about a chaticha ruilis kabed, which is not made of meat? I know we have a discussion of cheese, but cheese is also some form of meat. Did they ever bring up like a chaticha ruilis kabed, a cake or something? What? I'm not sure if a Twix bar is a chatichah rilis kabed. Although, I guess, depending, yeah, just because of Shas and Chak, it seems rilis kabed.
The big Hershey bars.
Yeah. Anyway, no, I'm sure that it's only meant to find animal products. But, what? Okay. I understand for some of us, these are more, yeah. Okay, davar chashiv aser v'mino b'kol shu starts zuchanar. A davar chashiv is aser. Of course, we're talking about Torah v'yavish b'yavish b'kol shu. How many days are there in the Tanaim about what's chashiv? How many days are there in the Tanaim? Anyone?
Three.
Thank you. They are very near. Thank you. The chachamim say that what's chashiv only. Six things. What are those six things? What? There are Gozei Perech and Rimone Baden and Chavio Stumos and Kilche Kruv and. No.
That's on the end.
And no, that's after what they're not saying. Same shit, here they are. It goes in Perech, Rimone Baden, Chavio Stumos, Kilfos Trudin, Kilche Kruv, and Delas Yavanis. Again, we'll see in a moment that it's not necessarily important to understand exactly what all these things are. No one even knows what an Ego's Perech is. Is Perech a place? Is Perech a strain? But these are really, really, really Chashiv things. Only six things are Chashiv enough to be so Chashiv they're not Batal. Then what does Rabbi Akiva say?
Yeah,
he adds seven things. Right? He adds Kikaros Shel Balabais. Right, he says, and homemade loaves apparently are chashiv. Bakery loaves are not, but homemade challah is chashiv. The Beis Yosef already brings down, you know, if you want to do the lumdus, Beis Yosef already does it for us. He says, and it's after that he's arguing to him on the metzias of kikaros, how chashiv they are, or it's after they both agree kikaros are a little less chashiv. They're arguing where to draw the line of chashivas, whether that level of chashivas is also or not. Fine. And then there is Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says, Dover Sheben Minyan is not batel. Right? Again, don't confuse what the idea of Dabash and Minyan talking about Latibor. I don't mean to connect there. What it means is that anything which you count, anything which is chashiv enough to count individually, is not Batal, which includes all the seven things, plus lots of other things. Plus almost everything. You know, many, many things nowadays. Right? Anything you go to the store and you pay by the unit, you pay for each one separately, that's chashiv, as opposed to, you know, if you go to buy grains of wheat, no one's going to charge you for each grain of wheat. Like, here's a bushel of wheat, one grain more, one grain less, who cares? You know? But if you go to the store to buy, what?
Rugula.
Fancy chocolate.
No, Rugula. Actually not. But if you go to the store to buy good Dunkin' Donuts, they charge you per donut. Right? They charge you per donut, or if you go to the store to buy eggs, they charge you per dozen eggs, right? They count up the eggs and charge you by the unit. That is called Dover Shemiminyan. Now, in all the Rishonim, what they say is that, what's the two possibilities? Some things they charge you for each one. Other ones they just estimate, throw in a little more, a little less. They're not so makbid on. That's not Dover Shemiminyan. Nowadays, there's very few things they just estimate and throw in, and you know. But nowadays, the Achronim point out, I think it's in the Yad Yehuda here, the main difference is things sold by unit versus things sold by weight,
yeah.
Right? If you buy a Ruglah, I don't think anyone pay by the Ruglah. No, they weigh it, don't they?
Kilos.
It ends up being about.
No, of course it ends up being. but you don't sell it.
No, I'm saying it seems to be exactly one shekel of ruach. That's what I'm saying. That's why I had that at the Hobby.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I'm not so lucky.
They sell
but,
them individually,
but so again, if for example, I go to the store generally, I have to think of a good, a good example, which you won't find me a counter tying to, which, okay, even if you won't believe it now, chestnuts, right? I go and buy chestnuts, they sell them by weight. They don't charge me per chestnut. That's not a Darshan minion. But if I go and I buy eggs, or I buy, Cremos, you know, they charge me per unit. They sell them by the unit. If they sell them by the unit, then that's a Darshan minion. It's chashim and it's not batal. And some people want to tie in a lundus that isn't not batal because it's chashev, is not batal because when you count, you'll notice it there. But pashu is just because it's batal, because it's chashev. Anything which you sell by the unit is chashev and not batal.
Is it some kind of weight, maybe like a million, sell by a gram, or by a pound, or a kilo? I mean, it's chashev not, but we say that every gram is worth, so people sell cocaine by
it. Yeah, but my impression is that when we talk about, tell me if you disagree, but I thought the idea of Dabar Chashev is not that it's expensive or not expensive. Dabar Chashev means the unit is Chashev, meaning the piece is Chashev, right? It's like Birya. It doesn't matter. It's the same expense. It's just as expensive whether you cut it in half or not. But here it's a Chashev piece in and of itself. So for Dabar Chashev, that piece has to be Chashev, which is why if you sell it by unit, the piece is Chashev. If you sell it by weight, the piece isn't Chashev. And I think Ruglach, Marzip and Ruglach, I've never heard of anyone selling them by the piece. I haven't heard of it.
SMH means the ends of B1 shekel.
Yeah,
and I was wrong. Okay.
That's not funny. But the Salachor Marzman Ruglach are not a Dover Shiva minion. Are not a Dover Shiva minion. But the angels, like little cakes that come in the plastic thing, right? That like package in one plastic thing and you could buy them in the candy machine for like 5 shekel or a couple for 2 shekel or whatever. Those are sold by the piece, right? They're packaged and sold individually by a piece. So that would be a Dover Shiva minion.
We actually thought similar to that, meaning there's two different ways to estimate. You can estimate by weight, or you could estimate by volume.
Mm-hmm.
And the example they give is like a basket of eggs that they would sell. So it could be, we thought maybe estimating by weight, and not to be considered an estimation, that might be considered a refusal, and only by volume, I'll sell you a bushel, and that could weigh any different amount.
I hear you're tying it, but I don't think so. Still, it's not giving chashivas to the unit, to the piece. So lechor that darshim minyan. Now, what's the machlokes of Yochanan Mishlakish? The problem is, let's go from the order of kula to chumra. So, who's the most makel shita? Rabbi Yochanan Mishlakish. Who's more makel? What? Rabbi Yochanan. Okay, 50-50 odds. Anyway, there. Rabbi Yochanan says, "S shadarko limno shaninu." That the Mishnah say es shadarko limnos, and Rish Lakish says it should say kol shadarko limnos. What are they arguing? That they're arguing the chor within Rabbi Meir. And she's not going to show them they're really arguing whether they're possible for Meir, but pashtus. They're arguing within Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yochanan says, what does Rabbi Meir mean when he says call anything that's your dominion is not bought out? He means es shadarko limnos, something which is exclusively sold by the unit. Exclusively sold by the count. For example, what's exclusively sold by the unit? Nowadays?
Piece of pizza.
Great, a piece of pizza, right? You can only buy by the piece. Now, I understand you can also buy 8 pieces in a pie and get a discount, but you can't buy it by weight, you can't buy it by estimating, you can't go in and say, I'll give you 10 bucks for whatever pizza's on your counter. You know, you pay by the piece of pizza. Good, that's Eshadar Bolinos, and then the pizza would not be, the pizza would not be Batel Biro. So let me give you a good example. Let's say you had a trade pizza store and a kosher pizza store, and somehow the people, like, you had a company party, and one guy ordered brought in his trade pizza, and all the pieces got mixed up, and you couldn't tell which is which. So would the pieces be Batel?
No.
No, you're wrong. That's a trick question. They wouldn't be Batel. Why?
No.
I think.
Because it was coming from different stores and different.
the pizza's not also kneyas. Well, what's treif in the pizza? The pizzas, if this, I know, in all seriousness, I mean, I don't even say you should eat it. Say it's like chatir milas kabit. L'chor, is the pizza treif, or they threw in a little bit of one tiny treif ingredient in there? L'chor, whatever's treif in there is not davar shebe minyan, it's not chashev at all. How much of that pizza could be treif? I mean, some, you know, even if 2% was treif, right? And it was really a tam of treif and whatever. L'chorah, just like Chaturi Liskavi, because the only chazos of Pnei Atzmo, L'chorah Dabar Shemini is only chazos of Pnei Atzmo. So you have to be careful of falling into that trap. L'chorah only chazos of Pnei Atzmo. I don't know if they say it right here, but L'chorah, that's a svarah. Only chazos of Pnei Atzmo. Otherwise, it's just the bli and the pizza that's straight. The pizzas, I mean, again, excluding Chadash and Yasha. But L'chorah, the pizza's not treif. It's not like they use, you know, tevel grains and, you know, and Meiser Sheni tomatoes and, you know, v'chuli v'chuli. The gvina, but still, because I don't think that gvina is fashion for the Atzmo. So I think you can get away with it. Okay. What?
So even if, if Rove of the ingredients are, then...
What?
What if Rove of the... I mean, the pizza is, like, ends up being...
That's an interesting question. What if it's... But I don't think it would, but then taco, probably we would be wrong. Okay, the how do we pass? So now, what is Reish Lakish? Reish Lakish is a super mapper, and he says even kol shadar holy limnos, even if it is sometimes sold by the unit, right? Even if you could buy it either way, that's still treif. So, for example, the pizza. Let's say the mamash treif pizza. Or let's say you know, better example. What do you always buy by the unit? Any fruits or vegetables you always buy the unit or anything? The how about hot dogs, right? And the chatzit will come in anyway, perhaps. Maybe that's not a good good example. The
that'd be something up there. That you always buy by the unit. Right? Yeah, okay, I just didn't want to use that, but we'll have to. But
eggs, right? I think you can only go to the store and buy eggs by counting, to the best of my knowledge. Yeah, and you have to buy 12 to make it more convenient. Why do you have to buy 12 eggs? Because they have to keep them in the boxes or else they'll break. So that's why you can't buy half a box. But they buy by numbers. That is, everyone agreed with me most. Then there are some things which are never sold by the unit. Right? Some things are never sold by the unit, like grapes. No one ever sells, like, charging per grape. So then everyone agrees that those would be bottled. Then there are the in-betweens, things that are sometimes sold by the unit and sometimes not sold by the unit.
Often in grocery stores, they say how much you're paying per weight. So if you go to one of the ketchup sections, the different sizes of ketchup bottles, and they'll say the bigger bottles are getting more for your money. So do you look at that as weight, or do you look at that as unit, bottles?
I would think pashtus that a bottle of ketchup should be a davar shemenyan. You pay for each bottle of ketchup separately. But it's like chavios stumos, right? Oh, the wine inside is not chashiv. It just happens to be closed in a barrel. But nonetheless, now it's chashiv. Even though they tell you how much you're paying per weight, according to the barrels of wine also, right? You paid per how big the barrel was.
Isn't it like most of them really
We'll think about it, but we'll have to think about that. Anyway, Lemaisa, there's some things that I wonder about. Like you go to the store sometimes and you buy. I even wonder about apples. You know, you go to the grocery store and you only pay by weight, but you go to the bodega and it's 40 cents an apple, right? So maybe that would be a kol shadar kol limnos. Right? Some places you pay by weight, some places you pay by the apple. So that would be, I think, a lot of things nowadays that fall under that in between. Even in the supermarkets, there are some vegetables that they just charge you by the head. Right? I don't remember exactly what they do when. Someone's probably more familiar with supermarkets than I am. But there's some things they charge you by the head. But some supermarkets charge you by weight. So the heart of those things we call shadarko limnos would fall under this in between categories. I wonder about rugelach, but rugelach, I don't think anyone charged you by the piece, do they? I don't mean to.
What about bags of salad versus like separate? Like lettuce and the
right. And that's what Eliyav mentioned. So maybe we'll have to come back to that.
In the
time to say a word? A few minutes. Okay. How do we paskin? Let's see. Lamaisa, now we've got the sheet this down. How do we paskin? So, Dover Choshev Otzer Bemino Bekolshu, says the Mechaber. Veheim Shiva Dvarim Ve'eluhim Egozei Perech Moni Baden Chavi Yostumos Chalufot Trudim Kilche Krov Udlas Yivanis Ve'kikro Shabal Bayis Ve'chein Bali Chayim Chashuv Me'im Ve'inu Betelem Ve'lshar Dvarim Alpi Shadark And Limon Israel Olam Bishi Run. He says only seven things. The Mechaber Paskins like Rabbi Akiva. Following which Rishon is he following?
The Rambam.
The Rambam Paskins like Rabbi Akiva. Only these seven things are so chashuv. Even something that you count is not as chashuv, like eggs, is not as chashuv as these seven things. Only these seven things are chashuv enough to not be bottled. And he adds another category. You have to add a fourth category. Chatiru yuskabe, birya, or birya, chatiru yuskabe. If you want to go in order, davar shemenyan and bali chayim, live animals. Everyone strains to find the hechi tipta. How come the live animal is not also davar shemenyan? But even if it wouldn't be, live animals are chashuv and are not bottled. That's mufurish. Gemara in Perakas Harobas and Tzvachim, that's why Karbanos are never batel when they all get mixed into each other, it's very labedic with the week. But other things are batel. Let's skip to the rest of the Mechaber. Kol davar shu choshmi to lein makamei amakomos ki gol nego de parach rimone baden beretz yisrael ba'osu mazman and we'osu mechoshim l'fi chashivuso ba'osu makam also zman v'luhus kru'elu l'fi shein osu mechoshim chol makam v'adim chol kayozim v'mishar makomos. He adds, quoting the Rambam, don't think this is a fossilized halacha, just they go, they perek, whatever they are, rimone baden. No, what it means is that in your time and place, whatever is as chashiv as they go, they perek, rimone baden were in the time and place of the Chachmei Mishnah, is not batel for you. So you have to go figure out how chashiv were these seven things in the time of the Mishnah. Whatever in your days is as chashiv as these things is not batel. Whatever in your days is less chashiv than these things is batel. That's the shita of the Mechaber. However, the Ramah says, if we go in the middle, V'yei Shomrim, D'chol Dabar Sheb Eminyan, Shehargin Yushed Darkol Nomnoso Tamid, Eino Batel, V'chein Noah. And he says, Yei Shomrim, that anything that we always count, so who's he following?
The Ramah is following Rabbi Yochanan.
Which Rishonim is he working off? Quotes here, Tor B'Shem Ri, this is a lot of the Bali Tosfos. Paskin this way. This would be if here you have the Rambam, here you have the Reed, the famous Reed Balatosfos, and you also have the Smak, and the Smag, and Rabbi Yerucham, the Truma Sadeshin. Many Rishonim follow Rabbi Yochanan, the Rambam Paskin that way. Anything which is exclusively counted is not Batel. That's why the Poskim say, we won't spend a long time on eggs, but anyone know in the Gemara, anyone ever learned Beitza, what category does egg fall into? What? Egg is kol shadark olympus. They sometimes counted it, sometimes didn't. How about eggs? Is not according to my mother, we can be made. Oh, without getting to the whole question whether egg is a burial, which we discussed once. They say no, doesn't matter, because nowadays eggs are a shadark olympus anyway, so eggs are for sure, eggs are also even according to the Ramah, even in the days of Chazal, the Rabbi Yochanan would have been matar eggs. But nowadays, in the time of the Ramah, Rabbi Yochanan is machron eggs, because, just like nowadays, you buy them by the dozen, you only count them, and you never fudge the count of the eggs. So eggs would be good, Ishidark Limnos, not the Tkufas Hashas. That's before that they were called Shidark Limnos. But nowadays, eggs would fall into that category. And there's still another Shita, there are some Rishonim, who paskin like the Isser Veheter, is so machri, even paskin like Rish Lakish. It's very strange. Who ever heard of paskin like Rish Lakish? We always paskin like the Yopanon. But he's a whole diuk from the Gemara. Why we should paskin like Rish Lakish and I in the Gra here also? Could be there really some Tanoim like that, and based on the rules of Psak, we should paskin that way. And the Nosei Kelim on the side decide that they prefer Rish Lakish. If you look at the Shach, Sif Katan something. Yeah, Sif Katan Tess quotes that the Marshal was Machmir, and the Bach was Machmir, and the Isser Veheter was Machmir. Right, the Bach, the Maharshal, and these people are quoted in the Shach. He doesn't say explicitly how he wants to pass, and then he says, not to mention the fact that nowadays eggs are always counted anyway. And likewise, the Taz in Sifkatan Aleph quotes Haini Krav Yochanan, but the Shari Dura and the Hagosh Shari Dura quoting Rav Gaonim, and the Maharshal quote like the say like our market like Rish Lakish on the mice of the time and many are thrown and quote in the Shach. Our Machmer like Rish Lakish, which makes a big chummer for us nowadays, that anything which is even kol shadar kolimnos, even sometimes counted, is still not batel, which means yavish bitl, yavish biyavish, is not so common, because many of the things we classically think of are at least kol shadar, if not a shadar kolimnos, at least kol shadar kolimnos, which would mean they're not batel. However, in the very end, he says, in the Taz, he says, Ulanian halacha, came in the Milsa Rabbanim, he writes, we skip one line of Ramal, Feladein, Hadad of Achashay, and Abatal, Enu Alumi Rabbanim, Vazdun, the stake of the Chumra, just like Atechu Liskabe, and Beria, the din of the Rechashay, the Abatal is only the Rabbanim. If you're Mesupak, whether it's Chashay, you can be Mako, Suffak, Rabbanim, Lakula. But the Taz says, look, it's only the Rabbanim, so you know what? The Makam Hefsid, which the Prima Gutman says means Hefsid Maruba, he's molded to the Ramal. That seems to be the way most Achronim assume, like the Sakhra of the Taz, that that we are machmir, if there's no Hefsid Meruba, we're even machmir like Rish Lakish. Anything which is sometimes sold by the unit is not batel. However, Makam Hefsid Meruba, we still can't be lying to Machaber. But Makam Hefsid Meruba is lying to Ramah, and we could say only things which are always sold by the unit are not batel, but things which could go either way are batel, but Makam Hefsid Meruba. That seems to be the way that the Achronim that the Achronim assume. Okay, just one or two more details that I wanted to mention here. We won't go into, you know, some of the cases which are not as crucial. There's a the Shach has a has a few important discussions here. I think number one, the Shach and Zekut and Aleph deals with the word bimino. Do these Yisurim apply only bimino or even shelo bimino? Now, logically, I have no idea why this is a problem. I'm not sure. The Machaber says it only applies bimino. Okay. So the Shach says, nah, this is a Rambam. It's Lavdavka. It's just that usually the only hate tints of bimino. After all, think of it. It's a Dabar Chashav. Then obviously you can tell what it is, and it's not broken into little pieces, and it's very important looking. So what are the odds that it can be mixed up with Eino Mino and you don't know which is which? Although you can still have the fish and, you know, meat and chicken case. But the Shach says, nah, he meant a lav dafka, it just usually only happens with Mino, but the Shach is machmir, even shalom with Mino, a Dover Chashim is not batel. However, the Machaber, the Grah takes the Machaber seriously, and the case you place in, there are some Achronim, they're all summarized in the Prima Gadim on the Shach, who are Mekel and say, no, take the Machaber literally. This Isser only applies to Mino, not Shalom Mino. We are Machaber like the Shach, the Brit Chadash, and Machaber like the Shach, and the Prima Gadim. Bein Mino, Bein Shalom Mino, Dabar Chashim is in Batal. But for some reason, the Machaber seems to say, and there are some Achronim who agree with him, that only Bimino is not Batal, Shalom Mino is Batal. I just can't really understand the svar behind it. If it's that a Chashim thing can't be Batal, then what difference does it make if it's Bimino or Shalom Mino? I'm not sure what the svar is. Please feel free to tell me later if you have a svara. But lemaisa, we don't need a svara because we're machmer like the Shach against the pshat of the machaber that bein bimino, bein shalom bimino, it's not batel. One other important ha'ara is when it comes to isurei achila. So what if a davar chashav that's also b'achila gets mixed in with your other things? What do you do with it? And it's not batel. No problem. You just sell them to a guy or feed them to a cat. Do whatever you want with them, right? It's only asur b'achila. What if an Isser Hanah gets mixed in, right? What if one egg of the Isser Hanah gets mixed in with your eggs? I'm not sure how you find a case of an egg that's also Hanah, but, you know, a better example. What if one, good, I mean, Chatzichu Rilis Kavit and Basar B'Chalav, or if you want to have a Dover Shem Minyan, so you had one, Frankfurter Basar B'Chalav, right? Frankfurters you count, L'chora. So, gets mixed in with other things. Then what do you do with it? On the one hand, you can say the whole Torah is Asur B'Hanah. But on the other hand, no, only one of them is Asur B'Hanah. So what does everyone agree you can do with it? Oh, yeah, but then you lose a lot of money. Let's say there are 100 of them and only one of them is Asur B'Hanah.
Chuck one of them.
Chuck one of them and then... So chuck one of them and sell the other 99 to a guy and you'll end up with only the price of 99, which means you won't have benefited from the Asur B'Hanah, right? So that's the Shita of Rabbi Eliezer. That's controversial. The Shach brings out a machlokis, whether you're allowed to use machlokis rishonim, whether you're allowed to use that trick or not. The one trick which everyone agrees you can use is a better trick is sell all 100 of them to the guy for the price of 99. Tell him I'm selling you 99, give him the 100 and say, you know, I'm not sure, but if there's extra, don't tell me. Therefore, you've only sold him the 99 mutter ones wherever they are, and you haven't sold him the other one wherever it is. However, but that trick for sure works. So, mechira chutz midmei iser shebehen. What about throwing one into the ocean and selling the other 99? That's tricky. On the one hand, you haven't benefited from the iser. The other hand, maybe you have, because maybe you threw a heter into the ocean and now you're benefiting from the iser. So that is controversial. For Avodah Zarah, you can for sure do it, but that's a machlokas here that the Rashbam says you're allowed to do this by Oli Surana, and the Ravid say you're allowed to do this by Oli Surana, the Tosvos says that you can't do it by Oli Surana, only by Avodah Zarah, which is considered transferable, but other Surana are not transferable, so that's a machlokas Rishonim. That's not the preferred thing to do. The preferred thing to do is to sell it all to a guy for the price of one less. Not to tell him, I'm selling you 100 for the price of 99, because then he'll give you the price of 100. But to tell him you're selling him 99, and then throw in one more and say, you know, I didn't count, but don't complain if you got too many. And that way you won't have that, you'll have in your mind, you're only selling him the 99, the other one just happens to be with him. It's a good question. So it's a good question. So it may be that you have to not appear generous. I'm not sure. Okay. But I hear the time. The one other. Ara here is the okay. There's a whole discussion in Sifkat and Hay about. Barrels of wine, about whether in Yayin Netzach they were extra machmer and open barrels of wine, they're going to discuss, but we don't really have so much Yayin Netzach nowadays. And the last ha'ara, I'll point out, but this will close, Sif Beis, says, Balei Chayim Shenisar Bachir V'Nishkatu Batal Chashivusim V'Taylor V'Hushenishkatu V'Shogeg. If live animals got mixed up, kosher with treif, or Asr Banu with Mutar Banu, or whatever the case may be, and someone checked them all, now they're not live anymore. Now they lost their chashivas. So this is a classic case of bitulus lechachila, right? It's the same as it goes a parech and someone broke them. If they did b'mezid, then it's a knas, it's usser, to l'mishabitul b'shvil. But if they did it by accident, then now it's batul, it's not chashiv anymore. And here they're going to go wild on, what do you mean it's not chashiv anymore? Even if you shechted the animal, it's still chashiv, it's still a chatzichu rilis kami, or a davar shebeminyan. Even though it's not Balei Chayim, why doesn't it fall into another category? And here, there's just tons of theories. The Rama says, "V'davka Balei Chayim Ketanim Sheim Ruvius Kavin Achad Shitasan." The Rama says, "No, it must be done with small animals, which after you shech them are not Ruvius Leskavid." The other Achronim say that Shach brings in here that it's talking about where it still has the feathers or it still has the hide, etc. So since it takes a lot of work. Right, it's not just cutting up and cooking. It takes a lot of work before the grill is kaved. It's not considered chaticha haru'uya lehis kaved. And the shach, there are other days, but ayin sham if you're interested. But lemaisa, one important thing is coming out of the shach here. The shach tells us, I'll say even two very important things. Two important things that come out of here. One out of the shach here, and two out of the taz in the very end of Sukkot and Aleph. The shach says that, what's the case here? He gives an alternative to the Rambam. If you shechted it, why isn't it still chashiv? So Rama says it's very small. Shach says no, it still has the skin and the feathers, etc. He says so fine, it's not real iskabi, but why isn't it davar shebeminyan? You might still count it. Say how many animals I'm selling you, right? If you're wholesale selling animals, you might count the animals. You count the chickens, you wouldn't weigh them. So he says anything which is not chashiv because it's not edible and it's not real iskabi is also not chashiv al davar shebeminyan, which is a big machlokus. Yeah, he refers to what he says. He's passing this in the Kof Aleph Sifat Zayin. Very important ha'ara. When it comes to Devar Shebeminyan, some things you might count, but they're still not chashiv, and they're still batal. One example is this shot here, where he refers to some Kof Aleph Mako. If you can count it, but it's very hard to get it to be edible, because it still has the feathers, then even though Devar Shebeminyan, it's not chashiv and it's batal. Number two is the Kav, the end of Sifat Aleph, talking about the intestines, the kishka of some sort. Even though you count the kishkas, since you don't really eat them, you just fill them with other things, and they're not really the important part, they're not really edible in and of themselves, then they're also not chashiv. So there's a very important point. Even things which are b'minyan,
which you count, but if for some other reason they don't have chashiva, such as they're still hairy, or such as you can't eat them, you have to really just fill them in with other things. They're not really good. If something's not really good, even though it's davar shemini, it's still not chashiv and it's still batel. It's a machlokas. Shachs mesopik with the ma'aser we're making. Okay, we'll continue with the very labored sugyas of kavua and sveik sveikam mir toshem. Oh, when is our next shiur? There's no shiur Tuesday. What? Is there anyone who also goes to Ray Miller shiur?
Afternoon.
Yeah. What? Eitan Zeriker. Yeah. Okay, so let's do it Thursday after Mincha. We'll do it in parallel with Ray Miller's Chabura. I guess one of us will go upstairs. We'll put up a sign.
My question was about